comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Elder Care Show. I'm your host, Kira Reginato, and I'm an elder care manager. I own a company I call Living Ideas for Elders. I'm dedicating my show today to Maria Larson, who is my good friend and colleague over at Lifeline. Today's topic is about something we call personal emergency response systems, which sounds entirely too technical. Basically, you know the commercials that say I've fallen and I can't get up and people make fun of them? Well, guess what? Falls happen all the time and half the people actually can't get up. So I'm bringing in a representative today, Dave Decker from Lifeline, because I know there are a lot of you out there that have been trying to convince mom or dad to get one of these buttons to wear around their neck so that you feel better. But apparently your arguments have fallen on deaf ears, people, and you're going to need a little bit of help. So Dave, thank you for coming today from Lifeline.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
So I happen to know that Lifeline's been in business for a long time, almost, I guess, over 30 years, and I actually worked for Lifeline, so I know what an excellent company it is.
I know you did, yeah.
So I know that actually a lot of my friends, not just the adult children I work with, say, I really want mom to have one of these, but she says she doesn't need it.
Well, we get that a lot. I mean, elder people typically don't think they need, you know, some type of a device. They don't want to admit that they could potentially have a fall. And so that's our biggest objection that we have to overcome,
right,
typically with someone.
Isn't it? I guess what I hear, too, is that people feel it impedes their independence because they're wearing something on their wrist or around their neck.
And we look at it just the opposite, that it oftentimes helps people live home independently longer.
Gives me peace of mind if I know, because really, I can't check on my mom 24/7 or my dad 24/7.
Exactly. And what it is that person feels as if they've got something there. If there is an incident or they've had a fall or there's some type of emergency, they can press a button to get help immediately.
Yeah, it's a very cool system, actually. Before we talk about how Lifeline works, though, I know one of the things I'm hearing from my clients is that, well, my dad has a cell phone or mom uses her cell phone, says that's how she's going to call me if she needs help.
Yes, and I think it's great that they have cell phones, but it's not always, you know, something that they can use. For an example, if they're in a shower, okay, our pennants are waterproof. If something happens in the shower, we know that a lot of our calls come from bathrooms, they can press a button.
Or I'm not usually showering with my cell phone in my hands,
exactly.
Am I?
Exactly. And, you know, if someone has a bad fall, maybe they have the cell phone in their hand or on their walker, it could skip, you know, 10, 15 feet from them, and they're not able to get to it.
That's a good point.
So, and there's the fact that where they have to open it up and start pressing numbers, and a lot of times they're disoriented.
Or you're freaked out because something's happened,
exactly.
Right? Or you're bleeding, or,
exactly.
Yeah, trying to think of what numbers on the speed dial.
It's really easy to use. It's a button that's either around your neck or on your wrist, and, you know, it's just a matter of pressing the button, and it starts the process of getting someone into the home.
Getting some help. That's wonderful. I also like that the button, when I push it, has my whole medical profile that a person's reading, whereas if I push 911, they're going to arrive at my house and not really know much about my medical allergies or history or meds I'm on, right?
Exactly. And what we do is we do sit down with the customer in the home. We generate a profile. We know who their responders are. You know, we know who their doctor is. If there's any medical conditions we have to be concerned with, what hospital they go to.
Right.
Anyone in the family that needs to be notified. So we sit down with them and generate all that information. So when they do press the button, our operators have that in front of them.
So why don't we walk listeners through sort of what happens and what Lifeline actually is?
Okay, well, what we do is we're local, first of all. We work out of the Petaluma Healthcare District. We're a nonprofit. But the way Lifeline sets up all their programs, it's either through a hospital or healthcare district. So we're local here in Sonoma. We're based out of Petaluma. We send a representative into the home, sit down with the customer. We usually spend about an hour, ask all these types of questions, generate a personal profile. Then we set the unit up in the house, and then we walk around and do a range test.
Talk about what the unit actually looks like.
It's just like a little call box. We hook it up to the telephone jack somewhere in the house. the range of our buttons have anywhere from 800 to about 1,500, depending on the type of button.
Square feet. Okay.
Feet from the diameter from wherever the box is. So, it's covering all the rooms in the house. It's covering their yards, garages, wherever they go in most cases.
Upstairs and downstairs. Usually to the mailbox, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Usually it gets them, up and down the street a little ways.
Okay.
So, we'll do a range test so that they know and they're comfortable if they're in a certain part of the house or their yard, if they have a fall, it's going to work. So, we do the range test, and then after that's all done, we sit down and actually do a call, as if it were an emergency.
And that's a little intimidating, I notice, with people. They do not want to push that button because they don't want to bother anybody.
Exactly. And what we try and encourage them to do is test it once a month, and that way they're comfortable. Before we leave the house, we've done that call. We get 25,000 calls a day on average in our response center. So they're never bothering anyone. We have 100 operators working around the clock. So there's always someone there, within seconds.
So you're putting a unit, a little box that's about the shape of a telephone in my house.
Yes.
Connected to my telephone jack.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't affect my telephone per se.
Not at all. Not at all.
It's another line.
The only time the box is going to do anything at all is when the button's pressed.
Okay.
So it doesn't affect the phones or anything like that.
And then I get to choose the kind of device that I want to wear, right? Talk about the options.
Correct. We have several different types of buttons. We have two pendant styles that's worn around the neck.
Okay.
We have one that's worn around the wrist. We actually have a Timex watch, and then we have a new device out. It's new technology, and it's pendant style, but it's what we call auto alert, and it's got several different types of motion sensors built into the button that interact with each other and can detect a fall without having to be pressed.
Very cool. Actually, I saw on the website how the technology senses whether I'm sleeping versus I've just hit the floor with a fall.
Yeah, we have a 2-minute video, and it's really neat to take a look at it and see how it works. And actually, you can get that video on our website. It's www.phcd.org, and then you click on the Lifeline link.
And so I get to choose if I want to wear the pendant around my neck or I want to have something on my wrist that I can push.
Correct.
And then while you're in my house, I push it and pretend that I'm having an emergency just so that I get familiar. What happens when I push that button?
Well, what happens, our average call is under 20 seconds, so someone's going to be responding right away, and they're going to ask if you need help. They call you by your name, they ask if you need help, and that's our first line of communication.
But that comes through a speaker. I'm not having to pick up a phone.
No, it does come through a speaker box, although we are on your phones. So we put those speaker boxes in the house because many times someone has fallen, they can't get to a phone.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
And that's our way of communicating. And we also want people to know is if they're in their yard or their garage or a distance away from the box where there is no communication, just by virtue of pressing the button is going to start the process of getting someone there. They don't have to respond. So.
And the process of getting somebody there, I always had to reassure people that we weren't going to call 911 first. Tell them about the process.
Yeah, and that's up to the individual.
That's right.
We allow them to have up to as many as 3 or 4 responders. So if, for an example, if someone's fallen out in their garden and we're calling out, we're not getting a response, we're going to call the first responder, send them over. We wait on the line until they get there so that we know that that person was taken care of.
Which is usually a next-door neighbor or
yes,
somebody
typically
very
someone close.
Right?
5 minutes, no more than 10 minutes away.
Yeah. Okay.
Because we're not sure what the situation is,
right.
So we want someone there right away. And so we call the responder. We let them know that they pressed the button and they may need some help, and then we wait on the line until they arrive and assess the situation from there.
Okay, and if that neighbor isn't able to come over because they're in Tahoe for the weekend, what happens
next?
It's
a progressive, what we do is we go to the second responder. So if someone's not answering our phone call, we just move until we get to someone that's going to be there. And it's often cases it could be 911.
Okay, yeah. And the 911 doesn't go to Vallejo and have to be routed.
No,
you actually have the local police and fire to come, right?
Yes.
Which saves a lot of time.
Yeah.
Great. Well, we you're listening to the Elder Care Show. Dave and I are just, he's from Lifeline. We're talking about personal emergency response buttons, those buttons that you push to get some help right away, whether you're an older adult or someone who's recovering from surgery or somebody that's, you know, living alone. If you have a question for us, you can call us in the studio at 636-1350. We'll be right back after this break.
Doing a garden digging
show. We are talking about those buttons that you want mom or dad to wear that they push when they need emergency help. We call them personal emergency response systems, and there's tons of them out there on the market right now. I'm visiting with Dave Decker from Lifeline, a company that's been in business for 30 years. And we were talking, Dave, before we went to the break about somebody. So we have the first responder. I've pushed my button. The first responder, my neighbor Nancy or whatever, comes over and checks on me, but if she's not home, you do end up calling 911 for me so I know somebody's coming. Mm-hmm. But what if my neighbor Nancy came over and saw that I was okay? Maybe I pushed it, I don't know, by accident.
And that happens. I mean, we get a lot of accidental, you know, pushes. Basically, you know, we just reset the machine from our end. You know, we're going to ask if everybody's okay, make sure that, you know, there's no problem, there's no emergency, we don't have to call anyone, and then we just reset the machine.
Okay.
You know, and if, say, Nancy came over and she needed further help, so we're waiting on the line and we need to call for an ambulance, we're not going to, you know, have Nancy make the call. We'll make the call for her.
I like that, so that you Nancy know. Can tend to me and reassure me while I'm not feeling very well, and you know help is being sent.
Exactly.
Without me figuring it out or dialing wrong or getting
right.
in a panic.
Right. And, you know, we have people that get this service because they have a propensity to fall. They don't want the fire trucks rolling up every time they fall. They just need a neighbor to help them up and get back in their chair.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why, you know, depending on the medical condition, some people have 2-3 responders. Some people that have maybe a major medical condition know that if they're pressing the button, they need emergency help. So 911 would be the first responder.
And the client gets to choose that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What does Lifeline cost?
It's our base rate is $40 a month.
Yeah. And if they hear about it on the Elder Care Show?
They will get a free installation if they call Lifeline. We're out of Petaluma with the Petaluma Healthcare District. Our local number is 778-7883. And our toll-free number is 800-949-2434.
Because you guys are national.
We are national. We're actually owned by Philips. So our company's based out of Farmington, Massachusetts. That's where our response center is.
Okay.
And that's where we have the 100 operators at all times working.
Great. And whenever I've installed, it's always the people have come on immediately,
yeah,
and I've always really appreciate that. So who should be thinking about getting Lifeline or personal emergency response system installed?
Well, people that live alone.
Okay.
Someone maybe that's had a history of falling or some type of a medical condition to where, you know, they're going to need the button in case of an emergency. Maybe they can't get to a phone.
Maria told me that she had a client whose daughter checked on her Friday night, went away for the weekend, and came back Monday. Her mom had fallen like an hour after the daughter had gone away.
Yeah.
And she had been on the floor all weekend.
Yeah.
I notice people wait to install after they've had this kind of event.
Most people, they're not proactive. Most people have had an incident or two. They just don't want to admit that they need something. And we would like to educate people, you know, before they have that major incident, if they have something like this, you know, could keep them from being on the floor for several hours, even days.
Well, and I know when I was installing, we didn't have the auto alert button. In other words, if somebody fell, they had to be cognizant enough to push it once they'd hit the ground.
Right.
Talk about what's new now.
Well, the nice thing with the auto alert is it detects a fall. And in many, many cases, people, you know, whether they've had maybe a history of strokes or heart attacks, you know, they may have an incident where they're not going to be able to press the button. They may be unconscious.
Right.
Some people have a bad fall and they're disoriented. This button, this auto alert button, will detect that fall and automatically send a call to our call center.
That's just amazing.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about it.
Well, give out Lifeline's number if they want to call you and talk.
Again, Lifeline's number locally in Petaluma is 778-7883, and our toll-free number is 800-949-2434.
And I want to give out a couple of other numbers because I always like to give people choice. There is a new company in Silicon Valley called WellCore that offers a fall detection device as well. They're in the South Bay at 650-595-595. 650-595-5644. That's 650-595-5644. There's also a company called MyHalo that can monitor your heart rate and your other vitals. There's even a heart monitor, I guess, that women can wear in their bra now that's going to monitor their heart. So if they have some concerns about their vital signs, in addition to figuring out if they needed help if they fell and needed the fall detection, that's available too. MyHalo is at 707 locally, 669-1803. That's 707-669-1803. And another company doing this work is Baylor Medical. You can call Maggie at 707-280-5510. That's 280-5510. So a lot of different companies offering, you know, emergency response
there
to
are.
People. I like that you guys actually come into the home to set it up and walk me through it.
And I think that's, you know, that's what we're proud of. We're here locally. We'll sit, like I say, for an hour oftentimes with, you know, so they're comfortable with how it works and using it.
Right, because you test it before you go. Like, I push it to make sure that I understand how it works.
Absolutely.
And then they say, Kira, are you, or Mrs. Actually, they always say Mrs., don't they?
Yep. They call you by your name, and they're going to ask if you need any help. And we walk them through that so that they're very comfortable talking to our operators. Mm-hmm. And they've got all their entire profile in front of them.
I think that is so key, that you're going to know when a call goes to 911 that I'm diabetic or that I have a heart condition. And as soon as the EMT roll up, they have all that information.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Absolutely.
That's great. Well, you are listening to the Elder Care Show, and I am visiting with Dave Decker from Lifeline, a company that has been in business a long time that I really love and trust and respect. Dave, if they want to reach you, what's the office number, please?
778-7883.
And we'll be right back after this break. If you're listening to the Elder Care Show, I'm Kira Reginato, your host, and with Dave Decker from Lifeline, and we're talking about the new auto alert button that automatically detects a fall. And you were saying it's recently just helped somebody out.
Yeah, we had, soon after we started getting this product in, because it is new, we were a test site for it, but we had a lady that actually had a heart attack and would not have been able to press the button, and it saved her life. So
went off automatically, summoned the help.
As soon as she hit the floor, it sent a signal to us, and we got someone there right away.
See, that's such peace of mind. Talk about, I know when I was installing, we have the people test it, but you have them test it regularly besides that too, not just on installation?
Yeah, what happens, I mean, they can test as often as they like, but we do ask that they test it at least once a month every 30 days. And for a number of reasons. Number one, they're using it, so it's kind of a reminder that they have it. So if there is an incident, it's something that they've been using. It gives us a signal from the pendant that they're wearing or actually the device in the house, because we do have a battery backup in the actual voice box.
Okay.
So if the electricity goes out, the unit still works.
Oh, good. Okay.
And then our pendants generally have a life of about 5 years.
Wow.
New auto alerts, 16 months. And that's part of our localized service, too. If we need to go out and replace something, we're doing it that day or the next day.
Yeah.
And we know well in advance when we have to take care of that.
And how much is Lifeline again?
It's $40 a month. That's our base price.
And if people call your number,
they will get a free installation. And again, that number is 778-7883.
And give out the 800 number if anybody has a loved one somewhere else and they want them to get Lifeline.
Absolutely, yeah. Our 800 number is 1-800-949-2434.
And I want to say, when we were installing, I noticed that sometimes people had such cognitive impairment with Alzheimer's disease, we didn't think they were going to be able to push the button.
Yeah, and that can happen. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why they wouldn't. You know, sometimes if they're falling really hard, you know, they're disoriented. You're not even thinking about a button.
Yeah, right.
And this auto alert is going to be, you know, really huge for a situation like that. And as I mentioned earlier, people maybe that have had a history of strokes or heart attacks, you know, sometimes those just come on instantaneously.
They don't have the time to push.
And they fall, it's automatically going send a signal.
On a new, on a different show, we'll probably talk about some of the GPS monitoring devices that are out there for people, because if somebody has Alzheimer's and they can't push the button for Lifeline and they're not at risk of falling, they probably don't want to get Lifeline. It's probably not the right device for them. And I wanted to mention, there's a new product on the market, so there's not a lot of history or background so far. They've installed about I don't know, 500 units over the last few months, but I want to mention it on today's show. It's called Mobile Help, and it's by PeopleTrack, and it works similarly to Lifeline, but it has an added feature of taking a two-way voice communication device with you when you leave the house. So if you need help away from home, you can push it, and the location of where you are comes up on their monitoring screen, and they can send help to you. I think it's about $39.95 a month. There is an activation fee of $99.99, and then they send it to you for you to install, or you can pay for it to be installed. But I wanted to mention that to people because now you have an ability to get help inside your house or have the two-way communication device outside. And you can call Lori locally at 415-577-5176. That's 415-577-5176. Or you can go to their website, which is PeopleTrackUSA.com. Well, Dave, thank you for coming to discuss some of this. I hope people feel more comfortable now calling you and figuring, you know, how it works.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. And we're more than happy to come into the home and do a demonstration.
Okay, good.
You know, if people are interested and they're just not quite sure.
And your phone number, please.
Again, it's 778-7883 and 800-949-9883. 2434.
Thank you. I want to do a couple of community announcements. Today at 2 o'clock, I've been advertising that Primrose is going to do a free lecture on memory disorders. Neurologist Alan Bernstein is going to come to Primrose today at 2 o'clock. And if you have a loved one that has memory loss and you want to know about brain health or Alzheimer's disease or even preventing dementia, it's a great lecture to go to today at 2 o'clock. Call Primrose at 578-8360 to let them know you're going to come today. And then on Monday is the North Bay Education Conference with the Alzheimer's Association. Again, really good use of your time. Alzheimer's Association's offering it for just $35 for the general public to come and find out about new medications being used for people with this disease. And then, of course, Tipa Snow, an excellent lecturer, is going to be there talking about the joys of caregiving with people and some wonderful, helpful techniques. I can't encourage you strongly enough to go to this if you've got Monday the 26th free at Rohnert Park. Their number is 573-1210, 573-1210. And I want to take just a moment to brag. I was awarded the Petaluma Community Recognition Award, Community Service Award for Service to Seniors in 2010. And the Sheraton Petaluma Hotel is hosting the event put on by the Chamber and the hotel Thursday the 29th at 5:30 at night. My dad's going to be there along with other people who I work with in the field.